Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. We're digging deeper into Matthew's Gospel. And today we're in Matthew chapter 8, verses 18 to 22, Foxes and Funerals. When Jesus saw the crowd around him, he gave orders to cross to the other side of the lake. Then a teacher of the law came to him and said, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus replied, "Foxes have dens and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." Another disciple said to him, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." But Jesus told him, "Follow me, and let the dead bury their own dead." The focus shifts from those who need healing, earlier in chapter 8, to those who would follow. I like these two men. Their attitude is positive, decisive, and reasonable, but they get short shrift from Jesus. I think I'd feel a little put out by his replies. It's not that he shows them the door, but there seems to be little encouragement to them, given that they are taking the initiative. Doesn't Jesus want more followers? Why would he speak in such a way to potentially dissuade people from following him? What is really going on here? I think it's that we are being shown that there is a difference between the crowd, the interested but uncommitted, and true disciples, the unreservedly committed. The disciples shared Jesus' homelessness. He sent them out with no promise of accommodation. For example, Luke chapter 10, "When you enter a town and are not welcomed, go into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town we wipe from our feet as a warning to you.'" They do not know where they're going to stay. This first man in Matthew 8 has clearly not yet counted that cost. The disciples have also put family into second place. In Mark chapter 1, it's already happened. "Without delay, he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him." And Jesus was not controlled by his family, but put his calling from God ahead of their desires for him, like in Mark 3. Jesus' mother and brothers arrived. Standing outside, they sent someone in to call him. And leaving out a few bits here, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" he asked. Then he looked at those seated in a circle around him and said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother." The radical nature of this kind of devotion can only be fully understood when tested. Jesus reveals what discipleship means by refusing the man's request to bury his father. This would have been pretty astonishing in any culture, but especially in Israel. It was considered a son's sacred duty to bury his father, and no other normal commitments should be allowed to stand in the way. So, is Jesus being harsh? Perhaps he is pointing out that the physically dead are beyond help, but the spiritually dead, those dead but physically alive, they are in need of help. If we are to follow Jesus, we take on his priorities, and nothing, surely nothing, is more pressing than rescuing people from spiritual death. We'll go on to the next part of Matthew chapter 8 next time. If you'd like to find out more about our work, it's at thelondonchurch.org. Until the next time, I hope you do have a wonderful day, and God bless.